The Dutch Shoe Mystery by Ellery Queen, narrated by Mark Peckham. Forward. The Dutch Shoe Mystery, a whimsicality of title which will explain itself in the course of reading, is the third adventure of the questing queens to be presented to the public. And for the third time, I find myself delegated to perform the task of introduction. It seems that my labored articulation as oracle of the previous Ellery Queen novels discouraged neither Ellery's publisher nor that omnipotent gentleman himself. Ellery avers gravely that this is my reward for engineering the publication of his fictionalized memoirs. I suspect from his tone that he meant the word to be synonymous with punishment. There is little I can say about the queens, even as a privileged friend, that the reading public does not know or has not guessed from hints dropped here and there, in Opus 1 and Opus 2. Under their real names, one secret they demand be kept. Queen Pear and Queen Fee were integral. I might even say major cogs in the wheel of New York City's police machinery, particularly during the second and third decades of the century. Their memory flourishes fresh and green among certain ex-officials of the metropolis. It is tangibly preserved in case records at Center Street and in the crime mementos housed in their old 87th Street apartment, now a private museum maintained by a sentimental few who have excellent reason to be grateful. As for contemporary history, it may be dismissed with this: the entire Queen menage, comprising old Inspector Richard, Ellery, his wife, their infant son, and Gypsy Juna, is still immersed in the peace of the Italian hills, to all practical purposes retired from the manhunting scene.